And now to another place where education is blossoming behind jail walls. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, the Gordon Burnell Charter School is helping adults reclaim their lives and plan for life once they're on the outside. Megan Kamrick has this story.
The Metropolitan Detention Center is less than half an hour from downtown Albuquerque, but it feels worlds away. The only other traffic on the two-lane road here are trucks hauling trash to a landfill. Inside, inmates in orange jumpsuits march single file, hands clasped behind backs. Their crimes range from misdemeanors to murder. Nearly half of them are Latino. Another 11% are Native American. Some will be here for a few months. For others, this is a way stop before years in prison. But this county jail isn't a dead end for everyone.
Sometimes I find myself forgetting that I'm in jail. Being there doing school work, you feel like you're out there actually still in the world getting ahead, you know what I mean?
Ezekiel Rennick has been here for 6 months. He's working toward his high school diploma here at the Gordon Burnell Charter School. Ezekiel dropped out as a teenager, but here he found a better fit.
And here it's like the teachers take time to teach you. You're working at your own pace. You're not forced to do it so much under pressure under a certain time, so you actually absorb it.
One of Ezekiel's teachers is Denise Young. She almost left education out of frustration until she found this job. Here, she can actually build relationships with students.
I know them. I mean, when I taught middle school, it's like I barely knew if a kid was a proficient reader or not. And these guys, almost any one of them, I can tell you what their skill level is, some of what their interests are. I'm able to tailor almost a canned curriculum into something that really works for them.
Ezekiel has struggled with addiction, a common problem for men entering the jail. For women, the biggest issue is trauma. So besides English and math, the students take mandatory life skills classes, and these are woven into core subjects. They learn conflict resolution in language arts and the components of addiction in biology. In math class, they discover the economic benefits of staying in school. Some students can't even write their names when they come in, but most read between a fourth and sixth grade level. There's a definite correlation between illiteracy and family problems and incarceration. Here's Gordon Burnell principal, Kimberly Hansen.
So there wasn't the home support, and then that's when the behavior issues and the truancy start, and then they just fall away and you lose them.
That's what happened to Monique Vargas. She dropped out of school in 11th grade, but now she dreams of studying engineering and building rockets.
I had a real tough life growing up. I didn't have my parents, so I've had to kind of raise myself. I've been here multiple times. Not proud of it, but I do pray and hope that this is my last time and I don't want to come back.
It's not uncommon to see students who do come back. Some might not have been ready for life on the outside. Maybe the decision to change didn't take root. But the teachers help students build on each success. At one recent ceremony, Monique gets several certificates for earning credits towards her diploma.
Monique Vargas, half credit in applied learning.
When inmates are released from the jail, they take a bus that unloads them right in downtown Albuquerque. It's near Gordon Burnell's downtown campus, where other adults study too. The idea is to cushion the inmates' transition to life outside the jail and also make sure they complete their studies. Teacher and poet Carlos Contreras says the school reignites a sense of self-worth for people who have been tossed aside by society.
You know, I think that after so many years of so many closed doors or so many no's or so many negative results in their life, it can be really hard to be positive. I continually see this school be a sense of positivity and pride for folks. It's just a safe place.
The results aren't perfect. The recidivism rate for last year's graduates was about 15%, but for the jail as a whole, it was 25%. And lower recidivism saves taxpayers money. By conventional standards, like test scores and class attendance, the school has been ranked low by the state of New Mexico. But downtown campus principal Dan Bussey says that's not the whole picture.
The fact that for our students to come to a class, sit in a chair or take work home and then come back with something completed, this may in fact be the first time in their lives where they've completed anything.
And that can set them on the road to becoming well-rounded human beings, as well as achieving academic success, rewriting their stories. For Latino USA, I'm Megan Kamrick in Albuquerque, New Mexico.